Mercury retrograde just passed. And if you guys are not into spirituality or into astrology or metaphysics or astrological physics or anything like that, y'all not going to understand that. But let me tell you something. This episode is not for the people that don't understand. This is for the people that understand. I used to dislike Mercury retrogrades because every time a Mercury retrograde would happen, it would affect me a lot where, you know, I can't talk as clearly as I would like to. I can't really express myself in the most fluent way that I would like to. And then I ended up finding myself having to go into solitude and shit. So I really used to like Mercury. I really used to dislike Mercury retrogrades. Like, I hated it. And it would impact me the most because I'm a Gemini, you know? I'm a Gemini. That's my sun sign. My moon and my ascendant, that's not none of y'all business. Y'all can look it up on the internet if y'all really want to. But yeah, I'm a Gemini and it affected me. It affected me a lot. So I really used to dislike that shit. I hated Mercury retrogrades, but now I actually like them. I actually cherish them because one, it's a part of life. It's a part of life. And two, it gives me a period of time to go into solitude to where, you know, I had to sit and really be with my thoughts and be with my feelings and be with myself. And even when I'm not in, even when it's not retrograde, there was something that happened to me that couldn't have prepared me for what I would be going through now in my life. I'm on my spiritual journey. I'm on my very deep spiritual journey where I'm literally developing a relationship with God the way that I am going to experience it, the way that I am developing a way to experience it. And let me tell you something. As time went on, I was an extrovert. I used to have a lot of friends. I used to hang around a lot of people. And let me tell you something. Now, I don't have friends and I don't fuck with nobody. I don't go out unless it's a real true ass reason to fucking go out. I don't go out. I don't hang with people. I don't fuck with people. You know what I do? I develop a true friendship within myself. I learned to love myself. I learned to cherish myself. I learned to have deep understanding conversations with myself that I can't have with nobody else. I learned how to truly accept and embrace me. And there'd be days that it'd be hard. There'd be days that it'd be hard. But let me tell you something. Nobody told me that this shit was going to be easy. I had to get rid of a lot of shit. I had to get rid of a lot of shit in my life. And one of the things that being spiritual did for me was it taught me how to understand science. It really brought my interest into science like never before. I started studying metaphysics and I started studying astrology. And many people think that astrology is just horoscopes. It's not. It's not. Horoscopes is just maybe about 0.1% of what it is. And that, like I said, 0.1%, that's not a lot. That's, if any, barely. It's the study of planets. It's the study of space. It is the study of things that are totally out of our control as human beings. Let me tell you something. The way that I was taught to believe in God growing up was a lie. Was a big fucking lie. And the way that let me tell you something. I don't go to places of worship like churches. As a matter of fact, I stay away from the Christianity religion. I stay away from it because it's an evil religion. If you do your research on Christianity, where it started, how it began, and what it impacted and what it does, You wouldn't want to be near that shit. You wouldn't want to be near that shit at fucking all. You would not want to be near that shit. Let me tell you something. The people in Christianity love to sit around and talk about, oh, well, we don't believe in pagan gods, and we don't believe in paganism, and we don't believe in the other shit. Let me tell you something. By you praying to God, wearing crosses around your neck, getting crosses tattooed on you, that's paganism. Yeah, I know this episode is going to offend some people. I don't give a fuck. Because the truth got to be told. And it'd be the same people that are Christians that be the most fucked up individuals. Let me tell you something. I know more people who are Christians right now who are on drugs, who are institutionalized, being murderers, engaging in motherfucking practices that are dangerous to people, committing dangers to people and even themselves, but got the nerve to tell somebody who was into astrology, got the nerve to tell somebody who practiced tarot, got the nerve to tell somebody that believe in meditation, that believe in yoga, and that understand science, that connect with nature, that love to hug trees, that love to plant their feet in the dirt, got the nerve to tell a spiritual person that that's not the correct way to worship God. How dare you? How dare you? Let me tell you something. Have y'all guys ever read the Bible? Read the Bible from the beginning to the end? Read it from Genesis all the way to Revelations? I'm going to say this, and this is going to hurt. It got to be said. The Bible is a book of fables. It's a book of fables. And if you read the book, you realize that the stories that are being told in there, now about 40% of the stories that are told in there actually talk about spirituality. It talks about spirituality. I have to separate spirituality from religion. I have to separate it, because here's the thing. Religion will have you believing, have you obeying people that don't even have your fucking interest at heart. That don't have your best interest at heart at all. That's what religion is. Spirituality is actually developing and finding God within you the best way that you know how. Let me tell you something. Okay. When I started becoming spiritual, I started getting into astrology, and I started learning about the planets, and I started learning about the zodiacs and what each planet actually means and what each planet actually does. And I started to truly understand that these planets really affect people on Earth. It affects us here on Earth. Many people will sit back and tell you, oh, astrology isn't real. Yes, the fuck it is. Yes, the fuck it is. Because if you understood it and really study it, you will truly come to understand that a lot of things that are happening are because of the planets. Yeah. Are because of the planets. Let me tell you something. You want to know what being spiritual did for me? Being spiritual allowed me to disassociate myself from people naturally. It allowed for me to disassociate myself from people naturally. And what I also understood too is that in your natal makeup, you're not just one sign. You're not just one zodiac sign. You're actually made up of 12 zodiac signs. You're made up of 12 different zodiac signs. And each of those signs dictate who you are, dictate your behavior, dictate how you move, and dictate the consequences and the pros of your whole entire life. Yeah, it's true. There's ways and there's resources where you can find out your natal chart. It'll also help you dig deeper into your ancestral code. So it'll also make you dig deeper and help you dig deeper into what the fuck your parents were doing the night they created you. And then it'll also help you dig deeper into your parents' parents and what the fuck they were doing when they created them. It'll help you find out the truth about shit that Christianity don't want you to find out, that Catholicism don't want you to find out, or any other organized religion for that matter don't want you to find out. Another reason too, I can't fuck with Christianity because that's the cause of all the motherfucking wars and the damn politics and all the fucked up else shit that's going on the planet. But this episode ain't about hating Christianity. This episode is about me being on my spiritual journey and why I moved the way that I move. That's what this episode is about. Like I said, I'm a Gemini, and I want to talk about how Geminis are the most hated sign in the zodiac. People will tell you, oh, it's other zodiac signs that are the most hated. No, it is not. If you look up, it's documented. If you look up the more deaths, the more situations, the occurrences that have occurred, you will find out that they happen to Geminis the most. Geminis have a mortality rate of about 80%. That's more than any other zodiac sign out there. We are the most hated fucking sign on the planet. In case you guys don't know what a Gemini, it's the symbol of the twins, and it's represented of duality, communication, word processes, data, and its planet is Mercury. Its ruling planet is Mercury. Its modality is mutable, so we are a mutable sign. And the element is air. The slogan for the Gemini is, I think I am. Geminis are responsible for how we think, how we speak. It rules the hands and the lungs. Yeah, each planet rules a certain part of your body. The Gemini rules the hands and the lungs. Geminis are the most hated sign because we recognize shit, we see shit, and we speak on shit. People don't like that. The Geminis are the most rawest and the most purest form of the zodiac. You're not going to find no other sign that is like that except for the Geminis. They say that Geminis are bipolar. No, we're not. We're just real. We're not bipolar. We're real. We go through the phases. We go through the phases of life. A lot of people are afraid to be real with their motherfucking emotions and be real with their truth. You're not always going to be one way. There is no such thing as black and white. We see the bigger picture. And not only that too, but the reason why Geminis are the most hated is because we're a mirror. We are the mirror. That's our object, the mirror. We are the mirror, okay? We have a way of getting in front of people for no reason and just showing people who they are. People don't like that. You ever notice Geminis do go through the most shit? We go through the most shit. Of all the zodiac signs, we go through the most. You know, in the past 3 years, I've lost a lot of friends. And I disassociated myself with a lot of my family members. There's a lot of family members that I would be happily glad to not ever be around, ever. There are 100% of my family members who I have to actually keep at a distance. Like, you can't get close to me that much. You can't have access to me. It's 100% of them. Because I don't vibe with them. It's not, I don't vibe with them. The things that I believe, the things that I speak about, the things that I do are not the same. Like, for example, during this time, within a very short period of time, I stopped smoking weed, I stopped drinking, and I stopped eating meat, pork, wild game, chicken. I became a pescatarian. And this all happened within a short period of time. And all this shit happened by accident. Within the last few years, though, one of the things that started to take place was I started to disassociate myself from people. So people that I used to be friends with, people that I used to kick it with, we just stopped talking. We just stopped hanging around each other. I don't even know where they at, and they don't know where I'm at. I don't know how they're doing, and they don't know how I'm doing. And then, of course, with my family, like, you know, 10 years ago, I moved up here to New York. I moved up here to New York to really get away from them. Like, I'm gonna be honest with you. There was no way I was making it in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Like, I was already stranded. I was already in a bad situation. And the people that I was dealing with, which were people in my family, they wasn't making my situation any better. In fact, they were making it worse. I never spoke on this with them. They'll hear it on this episode when it comes out. They're going to have some feelings. It's okay. It's okay to feel how you feel, but this is my reality, and I'm going to feel how the fuck I feel, and I'm going to say what the fuck I think, and I'm going to say what the fuck I feel. This is not out to hurt feelings. This is to be truthful. This is my platform. Don't kill the messenger. Don't kill the messenger. This just is what it is. And a lot of the people that I was around, they were my enemies, to be honest with you. I was with somebody for 6 years that secretly hated me. And I didn't realize that until recently, when I actually had to sit with myself and I actually had to feel my emotions and a lot of things that a lot of my feelings that I put on the back burner and I didn't allow myself to address, I finally had to address them, and I had no other choice. I had no other choice but to address them. And one of the things that I came to the realization of was that I committed myself to somebody that hated my fucking guts. And no wonder why the relationship was chaotic and bad. No wonder. This person would say to my face that he loved me. This person would say to my face that he loved me. But the actions were different. The actions and the feelings were different. Were way different. I was sleeping and fucking and sucking and committing myself to somebody that hated my fucking guts. You want to know? And in the inside, that shit hurt. Because I was like, don't get me wrong. Like I said, I wasn't the perfect wife. But it was one fucking mistake that I did. And once that one mistake happened, I understand it broke the person's trust and whatnot, but it was after that one fucking mistake, I literally changed my fucking life, and I was doing it right in front of this person's eyes, and this person did not want to fucking see it. This was all happening while I was in my 20s, by the way. And so this is what I'm saying. In my 20s, I didn't know shit. I knew fucking nothing. I was sitting there trying to build my life with somebody who didn't have their life together. We was both trying to build our fucking lives, and we didn't know shit. Shit was fucking chaotic. We both came from fucked up ass backgrounds. We both came from motherfucking chaotic ass motherfucking lives to think that we had the audacity to try to commit to each other to build some fucking shit. No, we didn't even have ourselves build up yet. A lot of people that was around me up until recently hated my fucking guts. And I understand that I can't be I can't be the angel in everybody's story. I understand that in most cases, I'm the villain in most people's story, and that's okay. It's okay. But I know that my intentions were pure when I came into people's lives, and that my intentions were 100% pure. My intentions were not to hurt anybody, and my intentions were not to cause any harm, any danger, or any grief. That was never my intentions. My intentions came in to love and to cherish and to appreciate. You know? I created I did some episodes during season one. And back when I had started this podcast in 2019 called The Oracle and WAP. The Oracle and WAP was me talking about some truths that had to be addressed within the community of women. And come to find out, the episodes did extremely well. They're actually the most streamed episodes of this entire podcast. So I want to give a shout out to people that actually streamed the episode. I have the Oracle WAP part one and the Oracle WAP part two. So if you guys haven't seen it or listened to it, make sure you do. But nonetheless, I talk about the truths of being a woman. I talk about the truths of being a woman. And people would tell you that having a wet ass pussy is fucking amazing. I'm gonna be honest with you. No, the fuck it ain't. Having a wet ass pussy is not motherfucking amazing if you can't nurture it. If you ain't got nobody to plant the seed to nurture it. If you're not taking care of your coochie the right way, it ain't popping. It'll annoy the fuck out of you. And your womb have a way of letting you know that some shit ain't motherfucking right. And the funny thing about it is you got people on this planet like transgenders, for example. You got these men out here talk about, oh, well, I feel like I'm a woman. Can I ask? I have a question. What makes you as a man feel like you're a woman? I want to know. This is no disrespect to the transgenders. I'm not out here to try to disrespect or try to create any type of anything. I want to know what makes you feel like you're a woman when you are naturally a man and you have a makeup, a natural makeup of a man. What makes you think that you feel like you can be in my shoes as a woman? I want to know. I want to know. And the only reason why I'm asking this question is because you truly do not know what it's like to be a fucking woman. Being a woman is not fucking where it's at. It is hell. Do you know that your reproductive organs can actually fucking kill you? Do you know that? Do you know that your uterus can actually fucking kill you? Do you know that? Do you know that every single month I have to go through cramps and I have to bleed out a fucking egg if it's not fertilized, and the pain and the suffering that comes with that every single month? Do you not know that? It's more than just having ass and motherfucking titties and putting on a motherfucking wig and a goddamn outfit every day. It's more than that. And the fact that you have men, this is a problem with me. This is something I always question. This is a fucking issue. It's the same thing as a woman sitting there talking about, oh, well, I feel like I'm a man. How? How? When you don't even have the natural chemical makeup. There's really food out here such as soy that's really fucking up people. It's fucking up people. The chemicals and shit that they put in the food, it's really got people fucked up. Like I said, I'm not trying to create division. I'm not trying to offend people, but I'm just being honest here. Don't kill the messenger. Don't kill me. I'm just being honest out here. That's all. That's all. I had to be sober. I had to be sober. And I'm gonna be honest with you. I love being sober, actually, because I like having a clear mind. My intuition has been heightened since I've been sober. Like I said, I quit smoking weed. I quit drinking. I quit doing psychedelics. I quit eating all this toxic, badass foods. Like I said, I'm a pescatarian now, and I'm a proud pescatarian, okay? I got reintroduced back into Buddhism, and I've been practicing hoodoo, and I've been practicing Wiccan, and, you know, I'm still learning about hoodoo and Wiccan and, you know, understanding. Like, let me tell y'all something right now. Hoodoo and Wiccan is a closed-off fucking practice. Not everybody can do it. It's not meant for everybody. But at the same time, too, like, I dibble and dabble in everything. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I use my spirituality for cleansing and healing to pull myself up out of situations. It has allowed me to be wiser. And like I said, my intuition is on point. Let me tell you something. People cannot come around me and tell me lies. You can't lie to me because I don't know right off the bat. I can't go into places where I'm not comfortable anymore. Because if I start feeling comfortable, everybody going to feel it. Everybody going to know. I can't hide anything anymore. I remember I used to could go and put on the front. Meanwhile, deep down inside, I'm feeling like shit. But I can go and put on the front. I can't do it no more. I can't do it no more. For the longest of times, I used to be a good liar. I used to be able to be sneaky and condescending. I can't do it no more. I don't do it no more. Even back then when I was a kid, I was very, very pure. But along the way, I started seeing members of my family just being bad fucking people. And so I started picking it up. Started feeling like, oh, well, this is the way to be. And to be honest with you, as a 31-year-old woman, that is not the fucking way to be. I'm sorry. I can't move with the world. I can't move with the world like that. I'm pure. If I feel some shit, I'm going to let it out. If I know some shit is bad, I'm going to speak on it. If I know some shit is uncomfortable, I'm going to act on it. Oh, yeah, baby. I'm taking shit personal. I'm taking everything personal. I don't give a fuck. If I feel like you treating me some type of way, oh, I'm gonna let you know. And I'm gonna let my actions show it. If I feel like you treat me some type of way, if I feel like I'm in an uncomfortable situation, if I feel like you talking shit about me, if I feel like you plotting against me, if I feel like you fucking hate my guts, if I feel like you being fake towards me, I'm going to address it. I don't care. I'm taking shit personal. People be like, oh, don't take shit personal. Don't take shit personal. Bullshit. To give you the okay to think that you can treat me like shit, you out of your fucking tree. Play with your mama and your fucking pussy and your daddy's ball sack. Don't play with me because I ain't the one to be played with. If I fucking feel like I'm going to address it. But here's the problem. No, fuck a problem. Here's the ringer. I have self-discipline. So I also understand, too, that every problem and every situation don't need to be addressed. If I feel some type of way and I'm taking it personal, what I'm going to do is I'm going to step back and separate myself. I'm going to pull my energy back. I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to stop talking to you. I'm going to stop associating with you. I want you to stay away from me. And trust me, my God that I serve, my ancestors, my spiritual guides, I'm protected. I'm divinely protected. I promise you, I'm spiritually protected. My relationship with God is deep. I have a personal relationship with God. My personal relationship with God comes first because my personal relationship with God has allowed me to take care of myself. That's what it has allowed me to do. So with that being said, I'm Dream Nicole. This is Don't Kill the Messenger. This is after the motherfucking Mercury retrograde, y'all. And I just want to say I love y'all and y'all have a good night.